And on the line now, I have Daryl Barron, who is a Fianna Fáil councillor for the Donegal local election area. Good morning, Daryl.
Morning, John.
Thanks very much for taking the call. I've been talking to you now for a few years now, Daryl, and recently you were elected as a councillor. So how have things been going in the past few months?
Good. Obviously there's been a lot of, over the summer there's been a lot of meetings and things like that. Obviously our first council meeting back post the summer is on Monday. I think a lot of your listeners may have seen that we looked to pedestrianise Liddy Street, which was passed on Monday night's meeting. So we have a busy September ahead. Obviously a lot of stuff local going on as well over the summer. I think you probably look around and see all the different residents associations and things and working hard with the tidy towns and everything else. So we're gearing up for the awards on Thursday night as well. So look forward to that as well for all the residents associations to get out the awards and give people a bit of credit and kudos as well. So look forward to that on Thursday night. So again, obviously this month as well, the local property tax is up for negotiation as well. I know the Fianna Fáil grouping, which is now the biggest grouping on the City Council, has put a motion into the Lord Mayor, Paul McAuliffe, to reduce the local property tax for the year end by 15%. It's been a commitment by Fianna Fáil, consistently over the last 5 years to reduce the property tax in line with inflation, obviously, because we think it is important. You know, that it is a very, very expensive bill to people, particularly pensioners and things like that can't really afford it. So we're doing our best in our mechanism, in our brief, to reduce it by the maximum 15% there, John. So I think that should be a welcome to your listeners as well to hear, and I would hope to see reduced in the coming months for next January onwards. So hopefully.
Are you in the car, Daryl? There's a bit of background noise there.
I don't know. It's probably just the building, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's actually much better now.
So what's
the plans for the future, Daryl? You've told me a couple of things there. The sound wasn't great. What are you hoping to achieve now as a Fianna Fáil councillor?
Over the next 5 years, my brief from 2019 to 2024 now is... It's next 5 years, obviously it's important, that the area gets good investment and good strong infrastructure put into the constituency. My job is to wear my local electoral area on my sleeve, and my parish, my area on my sleeve, and work hard to ensure that the infrastructure is put in, that the infrastructure is there, and that proper investment is given. A lot of other areas across Dublin have got serious investment into sports groups, in which I'm heavily involved in sports locally, I want to see strong infrastructure brought in. We've seen good investment in infrastructure over the last couple of years, but I believe we can do better. I think we can do better, within the area. I think there's a lot of groups that are seeking funding that need help, I'm working closely with a lot of these groups now to ensure that we get them infrastructure capital funding projects over the line now, and hopefully push on now to get the new AstroTurfs or new pub houses or things like that, So again, there are many projects over the next 5 years that I look to hopefully achieve in my 5 years, on the council, and hopefully see a positive effect, and a positive new buildings and infrastructure plans being built over the next 5 years, in the current council sitting,
And what's your experience so far with the county council and the county council meetings? Do you seem to get a lot of support from the management, or is it a bit of a battle to get things done?
It depends, John, on what you're kind of dealing with. The council, in fairness, have been very good to me in the sense of I'm kind of learning, cutting my teeth on the city council. But they're the kind of civil servants of Dublin City Council. They've been quite fair, sometimes you want more information that they can't give you, but you're trying the best with the best to play their hand, you're dealt, you work hard to try to get as much you can do. It's very important, that the councillors do have an important relationship with the city council.
Yeah.
So again, it's it's learning my function as well as a city councillor, you know, and you know, hopefully, you know, in the coming years, you know, we'll strengthen that, you know, relationship with the council, you know, to ensure, you know, that the city council has been run very well, very efficient. You know, the councillors, in my eyes, is that, you know, Manzan should be taking heed from the city councillors and the local councillors in the North Central Area Committee on what, where we want to see the city, our area, go over the next 5 years. And that's my job, is to see that we provide that strong leadership over the next 2 years on Dublin City Council, you know, and that's exactly, you know, what I intend to do.
Okay. And housing is always a huge issue with it. It always comes up in conversations. The Donaghmede area, is there a housing problem there? Is there a homeless problem? Is there any plans for building in the Donaghmede area? Because I found, I talked to councillors like yourself, and then I'd be talking to residents' associations, and some residents don't want more houses built in their area because they say that there's enough as it is. How are you finding that situation?
Yeah, a big issue obviously at the moment. The homelessness is coming across a lot. Even when it was on the doors earlier on the year, a lot, you know, it was coming up every night. You know, consistently it was coming up every night. It's a big issue. You know, Fine Gael unfortunately aren't dealing with it. You know, we do need to have, you know, and when we talk about social housing, you know, we're forgetting about the whole, you know, the squeezed middle, you know, the people that are can't get a social house. You know, we need to have a blend, you know, we need to have a good, strong blend, you know, of, you know, so kind of, you know, social housing and affordable housing, mixtures of both, you know, ensuring that, you know, that there is a, you know, the community, you know, has a good, you know, different, you know, a variety of people in that locality. We don't need situations in the past where we just build 200-300 social housing units and left them to their own devices. We need, you know, probably private, we need social, and we need affordable housing to be built, you know, consistently in different developments. You know, there's a lot of work going on down in Clongriffin and Balmain, albeit a lot of it is private. There is you know, plan of building more social and affordable houses, I think, down there in the coming years. But I think the big social affordable housing scheme will come online in the coming years for our area will be Oscar Traynor Road. That's going to be a big site. I know that potentially will be going to tender hopefully sometime early next year, and hopefully we'll see good news on that, to see more houses being built. We do need more houses built badly, you know, particularly my generation, John, as you know, I'm a Dublin City Councillor and on Dublin City Council at the age of 26. You know, my generation, unfortunately, you know, have been badly let down and badly burned. You know, when it comes to renting, you know, we're being badly screwed in the rental market at the moment. You know, young people can't afford to buy a house, including myself, can't afford to buy a house at the moment. You know, it's important, you know, that we are providing that affordable housing option, you know, for young people and young families, young couples, you know, to get on the housing ladder within their locality. They shouldn't have to move down to Kildare or Meath. You know, they should be able to live in the area they grew up in, and that's my firm belief. You know, if you're willing and able to work hard in this country, you should be able to get a house, and that, you know, that's the way I see it.
Yeah, it is. It's really is a huge issue, and there doesn't seem to be any solution. A quick solution. I've also spoken to people and young people. They're paying rent, and the rent is dearer than the mortgage repayment. But yet banks don't take this into account.
Yeah, and it's a very, very, very valid point. You know, my background being a qualified financial advisor, you know, I've mentioned this before to my Fianna Fáil colleagues, more senior to I, and you know, they need to start to look at using the rent that people are paying. You know, and you know, people are paying up to a couple of thousand a month rent a month, you know, for a 2 or 3 bed apartment or a house, you know, when you could potentially get a mortgage for anywhere between 800 and 1200 euro for the same property. You know, so, you know, we have to be, you know, fair to people too, that if they can't save, they must be able to show an element that they can also, you know, provide to pay for the rent. And if they're paying for rent for a period of a year or two, you know, that should be sufficient enough for the banks, you know, to be allowed, you know, provide a mortgage to, because they've been paying consistent patterns, you know, over a period of time, you know. So I would welcome them changes. I know it has been mooted in the last couple of months. You know, I've seen stuff coming in from the central bank and relating to that, and I think they are looking at it examining ways around to see can we loosen our rules relating to people paying rent and use that towards going towards a mortgage and things like that. So I would welcome something like that in line, and I think it definitely would help young families, young couples definitely get on the property ladder much quicker, and hopefully stop them paying the unaffordable rental market at the present moment in Dublin.
Yeah, it's mad, and as I said, there doesn't seem to be any quick solution. You mentioned sports there, and I talked to a lot of local organisations, boxing clubs, soccer clubs, GAA clubs, and there's a huge amount of volunteers out there that are putting their own time into the community. Have you come across that? I know you've been involved in sports.
Yeah, no, like here, I do see, being involved heavy in the soccer club in Malik, he's in Emo for a long, long time. Unfortunately, the volunteers, it's very hard too, to provide time, especially for young families themselves, it's always great to see people getting involved. Obviously, you always need more people getting involved. I know with the club, trying to get coaches or managers and things like that, it's not an easy task, to get them up and out of the bed on a Saturday morning. But it's a great thing. For me, it turned me into a community activist and potentially made me, and made me eventually a local councillor for the area, So that's how I got involved in my area, my community, And I think that it'll stand to me, and I think I have a good round view of our constituency as a whole. And because I've been involved locally in the area, and that's we do need volunteers. I've seen it with residents associations even too, and local groups, that have been working very hard locally in the area. I've been out with a lot of them over the last few months, giving their time, spending their time trying to clean up their areas and doing good stuff, working closely with Dublin City Council, to ensure that the area, I think the area has looked the best it's been in a long, long time. You're going through states like in Airfield and Edenmore and Kilbarrack, Grange and Dominique, with the lovely paste boxes that are made up in Coolock, that it's beautiful. The area looks so good, I think it's the best it's ever been. I think it's a lot of credit goes to Dublin City Council as well, making sure, that funding is allocated for that and that the area is being, well looked after, and well maintained. And obviously we've had a lot of issues regarding the weeds. Obviously we're not letting round up anymore until Dublin City Council make a decision on what they're going to be doing there, we live with that for the moment with the hope we get a decision on that very, very soon, from the City Council management. And I know it's been a pressing issue for a lot of councillors locally, and I think it's on the agenda to speak this month on the North Central Area Committee relating to it. So again, it's a topical issue. It's an issue that is important because there's been a lot of weeds floating around, a lot of weeds in particular around the area that kind of makes it look untidy as such. But again, I would be hopeful, John, maybe we have a resolution on that. But apart from the weeds, I think the area has looked the best it's ever been, and hopefully we can continue to keep making sure the area is lovely to see, and in particular if people are passing through, this would be a lovely area to live, and that's exactly what we want. Want residents to feel at home, and I think you do. Our area is a beautiful area. You need to make sure that's maintained,
Yeah, you talked about weeds there and leaves, and we're coming into autumn now, and leaves are going to be falling, and they're going to be wet, and it's a danger, especially to elderly people walking out walking, And a lot of this is down to funding. Do you find that the funding coming from central government is a bit lacking towards
I talked about the local property tax. The local property tax is a major sticky point from my mind, in the sense that the centralised, we mentioned earlier that Fianna Fáil will be looking to reduce the 15%, on the property tax. But the local property tax that's paid in Dublin, goes down to pay Roscommon and goes to pay Longford and other counties, and we're preventing these other councils, because they don't get enough funding, So, it's going back into the exchequer, it's going back into the central pot, and it's not good enough, John, in my eyes. No. That Dublin is paying X amount of millions a year, that X amount of millions go off down the country. Dublin Dublin, if you're paying our local property tax in Dublin, it should stay in Dublin. You should be able to use it to talk about the stuff I've just said about maintaining and discretionary funding for community and for areas all across the Dublin City area, you know. And not the way I see it, but it should be, you know, there needs to be reforms. I know they've delayed the reforms to 2020 now, I think, you know, and the minister has delayed the local property tax reforms. I think we need to start making serious discussions around, you know, and where it's paid is where it goes. You know, from my eyes, I think, you know, 100% should be going back into the area, should be going back into Dublin, you know, and that's the way I see it. Fortunately, you know, there is councils down the country that need additional funding, and albeit that should be coming from another path. It should not be coming from, you know, the property tax that the people, taxpayers in Dublin are paying. You know, and I think that's a reasonable ask for people locally, that if they're paying their property tax, you know, why is it not going to fix the roads, or why is my path here at the front broken? You know, these are questions that people are asking me when I'm out and about. You know, we need to be honest with ourselves and you know, be fair to a community that is given a lot of property tax, and we need to start looking at ways and mechanisms to ensure that the property tax is being invested into Dublin, you know, in either capital infrastructure projects or local kind of discretionary funding, you know, for little things, you know, and to make the area nicer, you know. And that's where my view would be. And I think, you know, a lot of Dublin councillors in particular, having spoke to a lot of my colleagues across Dublin, you know, they would be on the similar mindset, in the sense that, you know, we need to be making sure that the property tax, you know, is utilised in Dublin and is spent in Dublin.
Okay, Daryl, listen, thank you very much for taking the call, because I know you're busy. Do you find yourself now you're much more busier? Like, you were a Fianna Fáil representative for Donegal, and you had a time then now, to come into the studio, yeah, but now we're talking to you over the phone, so you're much busier.
much busier. Unfortunately, I can't get into the studio as much as I once did, John, but and obviously, you know, I'd love to, but obviously we have my own day job and working with the council too, you know. You're working long hours, unfortunately, so you have to utilise your time to the best of my ability. I'm currently about to go back into another meeting, so again, utilising your time to the best of my ability, and I'm trying to make sure that they get back to people and queries and things like that too, you know. And no, I am enjoying it. I'm delighted that I am a local councillor. I'm very humbled to be a local councillor. It's a very big honour and privilege, you know, to be a councillor from the area that I grew up in, you know. And I'm very proud of that, and I hope to continue over the next few years, you know, as a councillor now, work hard, you know, to ensure, you know, that our area has a strong councillor that, you know, means business and wants to get down to business with the city council and make sure there's strong voices and a strong leader within our community, you know, to ensure that the money is there to, you know, to fight hard for them, ensure that the infrastructure is there for our community going forward.
Now, if there's anybody listening out there, Daryl, and they want to get in contact with you, is there a website or anything they can go on to?
Well, if you ever need me, you can find me on Google, you can find me on the Dublin City Council website, Facebook, you'll find me on, just type in my name, Daryl Barron, Councillor Daryl Barron in Lugnow, and Twitter is at Daryl Barron as well. So again, and you'll find me, if you Google me, you'll find my number. So if you're looking for me, you'll need me. My email is there, my contact details are there too.
Okay, Daryl, listen, thanks very much for taking the call, and I'm sure we'll be talking again in the near future. Thank you.